Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 128 for Tuesday, November 1st. I'm Jane Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was $4 to $9 per ton weaker on Tuesday, with the January contract at $514 a ton, following the U.S. soy complex lower. Chicago Board of Trade soybeans, soy meal, and soy oil declined on Tuesday, pressured by the advancing U.S. harvest and spillover weakness from overnight losses in Malaysian palm oil, which was bearish for canola. Advances in the Canadian dollar against its U.S. counterpart added to canola's declines. A stronger loonie makes canola less appealing to international buyers. Canola may have touched short-term highs in previous sessions, and the market has adopted a more bearish tone. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all weaker. Soybeans were down 12 to 20 cents with the January contract at $9.92 a bushel. Soybeans declined as the U.S. harvest is slightly ahead of the average pace. The soybean harvest is expected to be 87% complete compared with last week's 76% and the five-year average of 85%. Increased producer selling with higher prices added to the downside. However, strong export inspections underpinned the market and limited losses on Tuesday. Corn was down 4 to 6 cents with the December contract at $3.49 a bushel. Corn lost ground with reports of harvest progress. U.S. corn is expected to be 72% harvested compared with 61% last week and a 5-year average of 75%. However, ideas that Russia's corn harvest is being delayed due to rain limited losses on Tuesday. Wheat was down 2 to 6 cents with the Chicago December contract down 5 at $4.14 a bushel. Wheat was weaker as spillover losses from the corn and soybean markets pressured prices. Advancing winter wheat seeding in the U.S. added to the downside on Tuesday. Winter wheat seeding progress is expected to be 86% finished, which compares with an 88% 5-year average. However, declining crop condition ratings limited losses. Winter wheat fell 1% in the good to excellent category to 58%. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, November 1st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.